Anchor, Podcast World, Universe, whatever, all of y'all that can hear my voice right now. Hey, you about to hear another Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland show. Wednesday, Wu-Tang Wednesday, Hump Day, October 5th, all that good stuff. So you know this is a fresh recording. But hey, listen, I also need you people that are hearing me. Get the stereo app, for real. And if you're not going to get the stereo app, fine. But I know you use YouTube. Be on the lookout. Rashad Radio is on YouTube as well. Subscribe to the channel, please. Leave comments. I just want to interact with the listeners more. I hope everybody out there is doing well when they hear this. And I hope you're looking forward to more content that I will be creating for you and yours. Enjoy the show, y'all.
Rashad Radio.
Okay. The TV said your news at 7 starts right now. So I had to make sure I hit the start button on this motherfucker. Happy Hump Day. Wu-Tang Wednesday. No thank you. Not looking for a user. All those people can come in here, though, for show. I got my coffee. Got this right here. Now I parked somewhere else, so I can't predict the steps at which my service is going to start breaking up. But I am inside on the Wi-Fi. Yeah, y'all know how that go. What's up with y'all, though? It's August. No, it's not August. October 5th. I drink a fifth. I smoke a spliff. I got the gift. No shot radio. I keep it lit. And I don't give a shit about to put the same link up of mine. I'm going to put the Wu-Tang name in there again. Just in case people want to do that. Oh, you know what? Maybe I should probably link what I'm talking about. But it's so funny too, though, because BET Awards 9 hours ago. I'm confused. I need help. I'm gonna go ahead and change this topic and put the link in there. Y'all can see why I'm confused. Shout out to Nori and the Drink Champs. Because I Googled this BET Hip Hop Awards, right? I just fell asleep watching them joints last night. We're going to get into that in a second. But I'm pretty in tune on the internet, right? I don't really remember. I don't really remember seeing anybody talking about these awards over the weekend. Maybe it's because I'm footballed out. But if I'm not mistaken, and I can read, it says that the awards were on Friday. So, that's the part that I'm a little bit confused at. Because I watched it last night as if it was brand new. Right? I watched it last night and started tweeting as if it was live TV I was watching. Now, I'm not unfamiliar with, you know, them replaying shit, y'all. I'm not that old. But why is my tweet that I just tweeted y'all from a few hours ago, too, unless they're retweeting their tweets? I guess all these things to be. I think I'm just late, y'all. But we're going to talk about it. It's Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland. I'm just making sure I got all my shit before I go. Raining out here, still on the East Coast. God forbid I ever walk out the door and lock myself out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, it's a Wu-Tang Wednesday. It's a happy hump day. You know what I mean? Even if it's dreary, even if it's raining, we're going to not be complaining. We're going to get it in. So leave y'all messages. I see you, Paris. I see you, Fat and Fab. Annoying Mercenary. LaRoddy Flames. Mikiyagi up in the building early. Peace, peace. How y'all feeling? Salty coffee. Walked out, the rain just picked up and then it stopped. It was like, nah, I'm just playing with you. I was about to drench you. Well, I'm gonna let you live, cuz. Once I get in the car, I get the headphones on, we get to rocking and rolling, all right? If you're new and you don't know what to do, and I haven't seen you yet, stick around for a few. Hit the follow button. I'll follow you back. If you're listening to the playback. Yeah, especially if you're listening to the playback. You're not going to be able to comment live. But at least you're listening. Follow me. I'll follow you back as well. Oh, wait. So check it out. Check it out. I got the coffee burning my mouth. I was born in the South. About to put the phone on the holster. You know Rashad Radio, hot like your toaster. About to tweet this fucking show to let the Twitterverse know about the radio. The stereo apps where I be at. I used to have your girl on the kneecaps. Bopping me, ain't no stopping me. Motherfuckers see Rashad sort of like Monopoly. Trying to get his bread while your head's all lowered. All right, let me chill. All right, so we in the car. I'm about to share this. How many of y'all have shared it? If you haven't shared it, you should be looking at yourself like, damn, he right. Well, I did not share it. I was just sitting here looking at that nigga. I was just sitting here. I ain't thinking about nobody else in the world. I ain't think Uncle Leo could use it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't think Unlabeled could use it. That's who I'm sending it to right now. I'm sending it to Bells. I don't even know some of these people I'd be sending it to. Yo, I'm really that dude on the app that just floats around, sometimes comes in your room, says some wild shit, don't really have an idea of what you be talking about, just be sending my show to all y'all because it says you're online. That's me. But I'm always online at 7 in the morning, so you can count on that part. If you like little morning shows that you can rely on, or if you just fuck with me, and you think my content's dope, man, subscribe, follow, all that good shit. You already know what it is. Good morning, Stereo, live from Maryland. Mikiyagi. Oh, what happened to your message? What the fuck is going on? This shit says internal error. Can y'all hear me? Hold up. Let me open and close the app right quick. That joint would not let me play your message. Okay, hold on. Here we go now. It still ain't letting me play your message, nigga. You got an Android or some shit? Alright, I'm gonna try to read my nigga Meek's message. I'll let it stay there, and then maybe you can. Let me see if I can play these other joints though. Hold up. Damn, the messages ain't working. Oh, that's some doo-doo. Ooh, that's some whack shit. Stereo, what the fuck going on with this? No one can play messages today. Other rooms having the same problem. Well, damn. Y'all gonna leave me messages and make me want to read them and shit? Yo, I can't read them. I mean, I can't play them. Stereo, you is letting me down. I'm sorry, though. I'm gonna still entertain the peoples. It's a test, y'all. It's a test for y'all, y'all. Really not. Well, isn't that a shame? I don't know what to tell y'all unless the app is to somehow fix. I probably won't be able to play your messages. So we just gonna have to get into it how I'm gonna get into it, because I wanted to have y'all tell me some shit though. I guess motherfuckers gonna have to DM me on Stereo or on Instagram if you're already following. Oh, man. So, ain't that a bitch? Once King Petty let me know that everybody got the problem, I'm not gonna force it. I'm not gonna worry about it. You know, like, it's not my phone. I'm not gonna open and close the app a million times and lose my mind. But back to the topic at hand, the BET Hip Hop Awards, man. Hosted by Fat Joe. Fat Joe got some content out there on the Breakfast Club that I want to see. I don't really hear too many people talking about the Breakfast Club too much, but if they got somebody I fuck with on their talking, not even that, like, if they just got something interesting, I'd be checking for them. So definitely want to see what Fat Joe is talking about. So I'm confused, man. Did everybody watch the BET Awards? Everybody be watching that shit. I'm probably the only nigga in this room that was watching that shit for real. It makes more sense that it was Friday. I Googled it, y'all. It said September 30th, right? I watched it last night thinking it was brand spanking new, tweeting and shit. Like I was hip and shit, but yeah, can't play none of y'all's messages. Every message that I got, it said internal error, just for the record, so y'all know. But I still have some content for you regardless. I'm sorry that y'all aren't able to leave messages. Oh, did I leave the damn phone? No, here it is. See if I can read your message, Shamik. Some of them I was able to read, though. That was the funny thing about it. So let's see. Shamik literally said, "What's up, Rashad Radio? Live from the DMV. You know what it is. Your favorite hood hero." Sorry, I'm not reading it, honestly. I was like, I can't try to drive and read that shit at the same time, y'all, man. That shit. And y'all niggas better not be texting me crazy wild texts like want me to read that shit either, because that's problematic also. I got to keep my eyes on the road. 10 and 10, or what do they call it? 2 and 10? I don't fucking know. Sorry, y'all. These are the breaks. I wonder if stereo's cache or memory or something ran out. This is the day we all been dreading. No messages. See if people still like stereo with no messages. That's a good question. They probably won't, because I'm not saying people don't necessarily just like you for your content, but they might like you because how you treat their miniature content, which is their messages. What the fuck? I got up early just to play this woo shit that you thought I might not have heard. You're going back to sleep. All right, Shimmy. You know what I mean? I get it. You know? This is all right. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm about to reset, right? Now that I know what I know, I'm really about to just reset, y'all. And y'all can listen if y'all want to listen. I would encourage you to. But this would kind of be like how I did it when I didn't have no audience to leave messages, man. Back when it was motherfucking Morning Drive Without Caffeine, Rashad Radio. So shout out to the podcast universe out there. You're listening to the voice of Rashad Sadiq coming loud and clear into your atmosphere. Whether it's your ear pods, your Alexa's little home speaker joint, or you in the whip. I don't know where you'd be at. You could be in the crib on the computer, because this is on YouTube now. Shout out to the YouTube. Ooh, why the gas go up now? I'm on the corner where I'll be telling y'all the gas price. It went up 4 cents. We back at 359. I'm alive. I'm feeling fine. It's a month that came after the month 9. It's the 10th month and the 5th day. What else could I fucking say? Hey, hump day, Wu-Tang Wednesday, hip-hop energy, that's me every fucking time. I rhyme like Buster, I don't trust a couple people on this app, cause they so whack, and extra cap, how they talking. I be fucking smoking Mo Green, then in Boston, not a Celtic, but you felt it. Man, I'm hot, how I melt shit, and freestyle, nigga, it be pelting. your skin in your head. I used to come on the junk with some dreads, but now I got a smooth fade. All right, let me chill. So look, I got my mushroom coffee, y'all. To all y'all people out there in the stereo streets, we're having a technical difficulty where you're not able to collaborate with my show, but I hope you enjoy what I do without that. I was looking for some content, you know, preparing for today's show, looking up Wu-Tang and shit like that on the internet, and somehow, some way, came across the fact that there was a BET award show going on tonight. Nah, that ain't what happened. You know what it was? This is what be happening when you have too many motherfucking devices. The television is one of the devices. So my baby wasn't feeling well. She doing whatever she doing in the bed. I got the TV on with the volume low, and I'm looking at my phone on Twitter trying to find shit for the show. And I guess I think I like took a break from my focus on the phone and focused on the TV and just changed the channel and saw it said BET Hip Hop Awards. And I just laughed to myself like, yo, I never watch these type of shits. So let me go ahead and see what's going on for some reason. Let me just check it out. And the first thing I see when I jump on that joint was Kodak Black. Shout out Black. Kodak Black out that joint looking like... Kodak Black is a star, right? Like, he is not new to this anymore, y'all. He's been around, he's locked up a million times. But for some reason, that brother always still be looking stunned. Like, I be feeling like that nigga on mushrooms or some shit, you know? He be looking like he don't know where he at sometimes, man. Shout out to Kodak Black. But that's not a diss. I just, the facial expressions he makes sometimes, he be making geeking me out. Look like he geeking out. But he cranked the joint. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, I'm gonna just let y'all know this too about hip hop music. Y'all know I do this because I love hip hop music. But to me, a lot of hip hop ain't it on some live performance shit. And that's just that. I don't know if that's like an unpopular opinion. I don't know if we had a messages working. Would y'all blow me up saying, nigga, what the fuck you talking about? That ain't true. Like, I don't know. Apparently, TBS can't deal with the fact that the messages aren't working. He continues to try to leave messages. It's not working, fam. But, yeah, man, Kodak Black, that's my guy and all. I respect his artistry and his pen. You know, Gemini twin. I'm not that, but they're Gemini twins. You know, just trying to make something rhyme. But like live, I couldn't hear, I couldn't understand. I really couldn't. I was in my bedroom. There's nothing else distracting me. I could not understand the motherfucking music. And it just reminded me of like when people make fun of rap when I was younger and they would have like, you know, some type of shit mimicking it or mocking it. And it would be like some inaudible shit that you couldn't understand. How come everything in stereo be breaking except for that bullshit background music? Turn that shit down. Man, shut the fuck up, nigga. I ain't trying to read that shit while I'm fucking, dog. This nigga. Shameek, I can't believe I almost crashed my whip to read that shit. I ain't turning nothing down. If I might turn it up on your ass, nigga. Thought you was going to sleep. Damn. Don't make me go. Meek, this is my perfect time to go on you about this league shit, man. Because you know I'm fucked up with you about this shit. You know I'm fucked up. Respect the league, man. Give it a real try. Like, you're not even trying. You think it's funny. Like, come on, man. Put the app on your phone. Log in. It's not a lot to do. You just ain't doing it. And I would like you to do it, man. Because we could tell that you haven't been adjusting your team, brother, man. Good morning, Stereo Live from Maryland. I'm resetting on this hump day, rainy hump day, Wu-Tang Wednesday. We got no messages, y'all. No messages. So I know that y'all want to be heard, so you can leave me messages like texts, I guess. But don't tell me what the fucking... This nigga Mikiyagi in my text message is telling me to shut up and turn my music down. Did I see Wu-Tang? I didn't. I really didn't. And... that fucked me up because I fell asleep. I'll tell you what I did see, though.
I saw Pusha T. I saw Pusha T. And then I seen Malice. Didn't think I was gonna see that. He brought Malice out for Grinding, and that shit kind of cranked though. And this shit, I ain't gonna lie, Meek, I wish the messages were working right now. I ain't gonna read no more of your texts either, nigga. Y'all can keep texting me, but some, when you do a message like that, I ain't coming back to that shit for a minute. Fuck. Got me multitasking, whipping the whip to read some shit like that. But I was thinking about House of Hip Hop and Meek and F&G and Pro Pitman and anybody that's made fun of me for liking, you know, old rap or rappers that are older. Because, like, Pusha T is older than me, if not my age. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's still out there performing. Somebody on the internet had me dumb fucking laughing, like, say he was jumping around in a lunch bag. He did have a brown-on-brown outfit. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I ain't no outfit type of critiquer, motherfucker. I mean, I wouldn't have rocked it. If somebody asked me, would you have worn it? I was like, nah, I ain't rocking that job. But I honestly don't care. I'm not thinking about that. I had to see a female tweet that to think back and be like, oh yeah, she right. That shit did look kind of funny. He looked like he was in a parachute or some shit. I'm going to read y'all some of the fucking categories before the show's over. Y'all not able to leave messages. I mean, you are able to leave messages, but I just can't play them, y'all. So this is a real monologue, right? What I saw when I got to the show, first, like I said, was Kodak Black. Couldn't really understand what he was singing. And a couple thoughts went through my head, right? This is what I was trying to say, like, the generation gap in hip-hop, right? Like, Kodak Black, probably not in his 30s. Right? He probably not. And that's okay. It's going to get interesting where I take this, all right? Kodak Black, and for real, even though I say I fuck with him, right? Even though I say I respect his artistry and yada, 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 that ain't me trying to act cool because I know what's going on. But a part of it, if you were a younger person in your young 20s, you could see me and be like, yeah, you is, nigga. You don't know about Black. You don't know about Kodak. Whatever they call him, you know? I don't know what they call him because I'm not them young niggas, right? So the point I'm trying to get to, right, is that this shit probably existed in hip-hop already before I was older and grown. I just never was older and grown to understand, right? But I was thinking about when I was looking in the audience and I was seeing, like, all these folks looking nice, you know what I'm saying, for their event. And they was all, like, extra hype. They was extra hype for this Kodak joint, right? And, like, I get it. Kodak's hot. But, like, I don't know, man. I just feel like the majority of people that was probably in attendance, I don't know why I'm feeling like they're my age. They're probably not, right? But some of the people that I was thinking about, like, all right, if they are my age and, like, maybe not as in tune with Kodak Black, I don't know. I just felt I felt in this awards more so than ever the generation gap a little bit, right? Because it seemed as if someone had the idea that we're going to award hip hop as it should be, right? And I appreciate that. But we're going to do the whole damn thing as they should. That's why we see Kodak Black and then we see Pusha T bring out Malice. Now, if you're not following what I'm saying, is like my daughter, who is 19 going on 20 in a few months, right? Kids her age and shit. Adults her age, right? They really rock with Kodak Black and PNB Rock and, like, you know what I'm saying? These younger rappers that us older folk know about. And if you older, you just put your fucking older shoe on. I don't know how old you are, okay? I know how old I am, damn it. And I know that I don't listen to as much music as I used to because I'm busy working, creating, putting out shit. it's hard to jam as much when you're trying to be the man, right? So I don't feel like my daughter's generation could be in attendance at the BET Music Awards or Hip Hop Awards last night and see Pusha T rap in his outfit that we've already teased them about and bring out Malice and even understand what that was. You get what I'm trying to say? But the energy at the awards was like, you know what I'm saying? So that made me think, okay, if people out that don't know that this is amazing, that it's grinding in 2022, they got to be in my age range. Right? So, I don't know. I felt the damn show. Where did I fall asleep? What was happening? Was it after grinding? Fat Joe, Nori. Yeah, shout out to Nori. Nori won the best hip-hop platform, I think. We're going to give it a second because I know my phone's going through a little bit of a spot. Good morning, Stereo Live from Maryland. Me carrying it with no message play. You know, might just give you a half a show. It might be brutal. But I will read y'all some of the results before it's all over with. And I will read any messages that you want to text me that are pertinent to the show. I'm just whipping it too fast right now to be touching the screen and doing all that type of shit. You figure, deal me? This is a perfect time for any of y'all that are not already following me to follow me here. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. And on Instagram, hit that link tree, man. There's a lot of other places you can follow your boy, man. I got music out there for you, podcasts, beats. And if you subscribe, like Gigi, I see you, Gigi. If you subscribe, like Shameek, I gave Gigi her beat before I gave you a beat, bro. Ain't that some shit? I'm not as confident with my beats, y'all, all right? I'm fucked. But they're coming soon. I'm just going to bust them out. Like, here's a beat. Here a beat. Take a beat. But you got to subscribe for your beat. And there's some people that already subscribed, so I owe them. So all y'all new subscribers, get at me. If you want to get in the group text, send me a DM on Instagram. That's my platform of choice to talk. I don't really like TikTok, y'all. I keep trying to fuck with it, but it ain't my... I just can't. I mean, I can. I shouldn't say I can't, but I don't really like it for some reason. And now YouTube. Be on the lookout for YouTube. I should put my damn YouTube link up on this joint before I leave. But yeah, y'all was sitting there watching that shit, thinking about content, thinking about how, yeah, let me see what Wu-Tang gonna do. Because I feel like that's where I might have read it. I might have read it on the internet first. Nah, I didn't. I bumped into the show, then I looked it up on the internet and I saw something about Wu-Tang in it. So I was gonna wait for that, and I didn't even do it, man. My old ass be tapping out, yo. Don't let me lay down nowhere, y'all. And especially if there's heat on me or something, which there wasn't. But, like, I'm just thinking about it at my job. I'm not laying down, but I got a nice little comfy chair. You know what I'm saying? When I sit in that joint, recline, I got the heat on me. Nigga known to... yeah. Uh-huh. I want to sleep. It's a hump day. We on this the old way, like I used to do it. Shout out to the people that are in here listening. I appreciate y'all hanging with me, man. Let's see who this is trying to jump up on here with me. It's TBS. Do I let TBS come up as a fan for randomness on Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland? I think I do. Hopefully my service don't break up too bad. Hopefully his service is not terrible and this is not a mistake. I don't know if he's still available, but I will get the list ready so y'all can know what you might have missed out on, if at all you were trying. Okay, you know what? I'm not trying to hear that ding, 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 ding. All right. So we have Gigi pointing out the obvious, and she says, "Why is the messages not working? What did you do, Rashad? They letting us leave messages, but the messages is not working. Well, that's dumb." I agree. Why did I have to do it? Now, let's see what Shameek said. I'm going to read all of Shameek's joints. "What the fuck? I got up early just to play this Wu shit. I think you may not have heard. I'm going back to sleep. How come everything on Stereo be breaking except for that bullshit background music. Turn that shit down. Talk about it. Bro, I had the free time when I was working for the man, but since I'm working for myself, it's been super busy. Nah, I dig it. I can dig it. I know you busy, man. My brother said he peeped your Instagram and he does the same type of work. So respect to all those out there getting money with their hands. Like, real spill. I respect that shit, man. But, like, at the same time, my guy, use those same damn hands to put the motherfucking app on your phone. Shit. That's my guy, Lord Miyagi. I just want him to enjoy the damn shit. It's not hard to do. Junebug, I see you. If I could read your transcript, it says, what up? Junebug in the house. Is Junebug in the house? Yeah, your message did not... I can't play it. It just says internal error, but I could read it. I can't read everybody's messages either. So don't leave messages and hope I'm going to read your transcript. You're better off texting my ass. But honestly, I think I could just wrap this joint up. But I should just, I'm going to continue with what I was going to tell y'all about this damn shit. I got it right here for you. So look, it says Kendrick Lamar had took 6 awards and Drake won 3, but none of those were televised. I don't know what that's about. All right. Best hip-hop video? I'm going to skip that. Because, like, I don't be watching hip-hop videos like that. I ain't going to lie. As much as I'm about to be on YouTube, though, I need to start watching hip-hop videos. The winner of that shit was Baby Keem and Kendrick with the Family Ties joint. All right. Best collaboration. There's a couple songs on here where I was like, really? Like Drake and 21 Savage, Jimmy Cooks at the end of that Drake techno album. I think that's a little bit of a reach. Like, the song was cool, but like, was it that hot to get in this consideration? The winner of it is a good song, though. The Drake, Future, and Tim's song, Wait For You. Man, I love me some Tim's. Not the Tim's that I put on my feet when it's rainy out here. And honestly, in the DMV, we don't really rock Tim's like that. We rock Nike boots. But I'm talking about Tim's, the artist from Nigeria. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful angelic type voice. She a Gemini too, just in case y'all are wondering. All y'all air signs. Libra is in the air sign gang with the Geminis and the Aquarius. But Libra and Aquarius are so more low-key than Gemini. I don't know what it is. But shout out to the Libras right now in Libra season. I see you, Shonda. Best duo or group. The Earth Gang won this joint. And there was... They didn't have Rashad Sadiq and Dean Martin on this joint. I don't know why. But Big Sean and Hit Boy. 42 Doug and ESTG. Birdman and Young Boy Never Broke Again. Blix and Bino. Yo, I know I'm getting old because I don't know who these people are. Who is Blix or Blast? Is it Blast, y'all? Blix and Bino Rideau. Damn, y'all. I'm feeling like a senior citizen out this motherfucker. And then they put Styles P in Havoc. Shamik's telling me something. Man, this nigga, man. I ain't reading that message. It's Good Morning Stereo live from Maryland. You better fucking put the laughing emoji on the screen. You're a clown, fool. Best live performer. All right. Cardi B was an option. Doja Cat, Drake, J. Cole, Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, Tyler, the Creator. The winner for Best Live Performer was Kendrick Lamar. Lyricist of the Year, Baby King, Benny the Butcher, Drake, J. Cole, Jack Harlow, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar. Winner was Kendrick Lamar. Video Director of the Year, I'm going to go ahead and pass that because I wouldn't even know where I would even begin. Song of the Year. This is interesting. Options were Hit Kid and Glorilla, FNF, Let's Go. On the red light, twerking on them headlights, fuck nigga free. That's why I ain't got a bad, and I'm single again. I ain't gonna lie, that joint got like crank. It didn't win though. Jack Harlow's First Class. Dun, 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 you in the first class. I don't even know that song like that. I kind of know it. It's cool. Like, all right, shout out to Jack Harlow. Cardi B, Kanye West, Lil Durk, Hot Shit. Yeah, that shit just reminds me of like a song that you hear on the radio. And then later on, before you know it, like KFC is using it to promote some fucking disgusting chicken nuggets or some shit.
I got that hot shit.
I really don't like that song. Kodak Black, Super Gremlin. That's the joint that everybody was getting cranked to. Like, they was getting lit out that bitch to that joint. I was like, all right, I get it, man. I guess I'm just not in that stratosphere of old folks with money. That party still. That party to all the music. And they might have all, you know, they might all know it like the young kids. I don't know. Future and Drake, Wait For You. Drake and, oh yeah, Way Too Sexy. I couldn't stand that song. The winner of the Song of the Year was Lotto, Big Energy. And I don't know why I don't know that shit, man. I'm about to play that shit, y'all. Can y'all believe I don't know this shit, y'all? Y'all think when I play it, I'm going to know it? Am I on my Wi-Fi? Let me see. Oh, shit. It's Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland on a technical difficulties Wu-Tang Wednesday. You're not able to leave messages, or you are, but I just can't hear them. I apologize. I'm probably going to wrap it up in a couple minutes. So, you know, I did what I could, though. Can I see some love on the screen for that, though? I did it for y'all. I did it for the stereo streets. I did it for routine and principle and consistency. I did it for YouTube. I did it for Lily. I did it for Shonda. I did it for the annoying mercenary. I was going to put the Wu-Tang link up here. I'm glad I didn't. I did it for Sloan and the Zigzag Zigalaw. I did it for Mo Camps. I did it for Paris. Paris, I see you. Paris, how are you enjoying these stereo streets? Let me see if she's followed anybody. Oh, she's still just chilling, man. Paris just fucking with me. Paris, this was a good random example for you to witness. But you see your boy got it, man. I'm just gifted like that. I got the gift of gab. I could continue going on, but I think it's best I move on. Shout out to Prestige Knight and Emma and anybody else that swang through. GG. Stereo got to get their shit together. They got to get their shit together. I'm going to finish this list and then we're going to out of here. Hip Hop Album of the Year went to Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. I got no problem with that. Hip Hop Artist of the Year went to Kendrick Lamar. I got no problem with that. Now, producer of the year being Hit Maker versus Hit Boy, I might have a problem with that. I need to know the differences. I know who Hit Boy is. I need to go check the Hit Maker songs that I'm sleeping on. Shout out to the producers out there, though, because that is a very important section in hip-hop that I feel like I love to see get more recognition as I myself become a better producer and the hip-hop culture just grows in general. Best Breakthrough Hip-Hop Artist, Glorilla. Shout out to her. I'll give her that. She definitely was lit. Been lit. DJ of the Year. This is an interesting one. D-Nice, DJ Cassidy, DJ K-Slade, DJ Premier, Katrinata. K-Trinata. Mustard, which used to be DJ Mustard. Neela Simone, LA Leakers, and DJ Sour Milk, and Just Incredible. And the winner was DJ Drama. Shout out to DJ Drama, Gangsta Grizzil. And it was a tie for best hip-hop platform. Interesting. I didn't know that. I was under the impression that Drink Champs had just won. But at least another person won, too, named Carisha Please, which I'm going to check out when I get inside this office. I'm not familiar with Carisha Please. Hustler of the Year. This is an interesting category for the BET Awards. The nominees... Cardi B, Khaled, Drake, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Meg Thee Stallion. Winner was 50 Cent. They gave Drake the best verse on Churchill Downs. I ain't gonna lie, man. Drake did spaz on that Churchill Downs, Joan. Damn, and he got one for Wait For You? This is crazy. So Drake got the best 16s. And he was up against J. Cole, Lil Baby, Kanye, Jadakiss. Yo, go check that verse, though, on Churchill Downs, though. He did kind of go in on that, Joan. And now Fab got a Joan on that beat. And I like how Fab, like, don't rap that much, man. He a Scorpio. But when he do, he picked the smoothest beat. He make it seem like it was his. And I still don't know what he said on that Churchill Downs, Joan. I'm about to add that shit to the House of Hip Hop playlist. We better get up on out of here, man. It's Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland on a hump day, Wu-Tang Wednesday. I apologize that we can't play y'all messages. The best international flow went to Benjamin Epps from France. The impact track went to Lizzo, About Damn Time. I'm not familiar with that. Sloan is sending me a message saying, shout Milan Rouge. She created her own clothing line and she runs the Woman Air group on Instagram. She made the BET Awards from South Philly and she did a freestyle about being a black woman business owner. Good morning, stereo from you, Sloan. I like that. I like that. Shorty said, you had me laughing a bit. Okay. And she rolled out. Is she still up in here? Shout out to Paris. I'm about to go, y'all, man. Let me finish reading y'all the... oh, no, that was it. Benjamin Epps was the last joint, the international flow. So listen, man, this is unusual. Maybe what I think we can expect for all you new people or you people that are listening to the playback. I'm not going to say I got a connection and I know nothing about nothing. I'm just assuming that we're probably going to get an update for this app soon with like all types of Halloween, you know, goodies and shit. So maybe that's why it's fucking up. Hopefully. And to all you people out there that are spreading rumors like we in high school about people, shit, about me, stop that. Come on, we too old for that. And if you're spreading rumors about this app shutting down, stop that too. I'm definitely disappointed in the fact that I've seen no change in high school when it comes to the ability of gossip to spread. But that's not for now. That's for another time. I'm not going to scold y'all. I'm going to leave y'all. I'm not going to hold y'all. Peace and love. Don't push or shove. Be better than you was yesterday. Because nobody loves you when you're whack. And if you're just getting here now, check the playback. It's your boy Rashad Sadiq, a.k.a. Rashad Radio. Get familiar, y'all. I'm gone. Rashad Radio.